Okay, we're going to talk about something interesting that really stems from this week's parsha. The Bir Agra actually in his Pirush on Shulchan Aruch always quotes what the makar of every halacha in Shulchan Aruch is. And it's interesting that this halacha, he says, the only makar is from this week's parsha. Something that is not spoken about that often, but may as well pick up on it when this opportunity strikes us. Pasuk says, Vayigdilu hana'arim, Vayhi Esav ish yodayatzayid ish sadev Yaakov ish tam yoshev ahal. Says Rashi. Interesting comment of Rashi. Kol zman shehayu ktanim, the whole time that Esav and Yaakov were little children, and they were young, and they were doing whatever young children normally do, no one was able to actually tell whether Esav was a Rasha, whether Yaakov was a Tzaddik. You couldn't differentiate between the two children. However, and no one was really paying attention to exactly how they acted. However, once they became bar mitzvah, now they were considered gedolim, says the Rashi, Zepirish the Batim Midrashos, Zepirish the Beis Avdei Kochav. This one, Esav went to be Avid Avodah Zarah, and Yaakov went to sit in the Beis Medrash. So that's what Rashi says. Interesting comment of the Medrash Rabbah on this week's Parsha, which is really where the Makor of this Halacha we're about to speak about is, says the Medrash, Tzarech Adam Li Topel Bibino Ad Yud Gimel Shana. Person obviously has to make sure to see to it that his children are doing the proper thing, and he has to be mechanech his children. And that, however, then says the Medrash, Mikan ve'elech, from that time on, from when he turns bar mitzvah, Tzarech Sheyomar, the father of the child, has to get up and say, Baruch Hashem Shapatrani Mil'on Shoshalazeh. How do you like that? The Baruch Baruch Shapatrani is from the Medrash on this week's Parsha. So, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Chafei, in Arachayim, in Sif Beis, that's where the Ramah quotes the minhag to say this bracha of Baruch Shapatrani Me'on Shoshalazeh. Says the Bir Hagra that the only makar for this bracha is from the Medrash Rabbah on this week's parsha. That when Vayigdilu Hana'arim, a father is supposed to get up and make the bracha in public of Baruch Shapatrani Me'on Shoshalazeh.
He doesn't say with the
shem. 1 second. So we'll get to there in a second. We'll get there in a minute. So the Magen Avraham over there in Reish Chafei points out that there are two reasons why a person would say this bracha of Baruch Shapatrani. Says the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham writes on himself, I hold that the reason why a person should say Baruch Shapatrani is because I was responsible for this young child in his chinuch. I was responsible to make sure that he was doing the right thing. And until 13, I was mechanechim and I made sure he was doing everything properly. Mikan ve'elech, it's his problem. I'm not going to be punished any longer for what my son does, for his activities. Until then, if I did an improper chinuch and my son did something wrong and he should have known otherwise, he should have known differently, the father will be punished. However, says the Magen Avraham, he quotes an alternate pshat from the Levush, which is a little bit different, it's actually opposite, that the Levush writes, the reason why a father should make this bracha is because, until now, the father's averus, the father's onshim, spilled over onto the son, and the son can actually be punished for the father's wrongdoings. And from this time on, now that the son is a gadol and he runs his own life, so now the son can no longer be punished for the father's averus. Very strange. The Machzis HaShekel, who always points out the problems with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is a very cryptic written sefer. Doesn't really write in paragraph sentences. It's like very short snippets in the Magen Avraham. Very unclear to understand what he means. So the Machzis HaShekel points out, if you hold like the Levush, that the whole reason why a person should make this bracha Baruch Shapatrani Me'on Shoshalazeh is because the father's averus can still be going on to the children, they can spill over into the children's lives, but from that time on they can. So he says, then the son should make the bracha. The son should say, Baruch Shapatrani, that I'm no longer responsible for my father's wrongdoings. Why does the father make the bracha? That's the Machzis HaShekel's kasha. Why does the father make the bracha, Baruch Shapatrani, that I'm pater, the son should make the bracha? According to Levush, why does it make sense? So Zok the Machzis HaShekel, the reason why is because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes, that, call me Shechaver Nenashal Yado, whoever causes that other people should have harm done to them because of something that he did, so he's not nichnas into mechitzasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over here, where the father says the Machzis HaShekel, this must be what the Levush has in mind. You're right, even according to the Levush, the father also makes the bracha. Aye, what does it mean? Baruch Shapatrani Me'on Shoshal Hazeh means the father makes the bracha. The same way the Magen Avraham holds the father makes the bracha, the Levush also holds the father makes the bracha. Hi, how does it make sense? How does it make sense according to the reason of the Levush, which was that the son is no longer going to be punished for the averus of his father? Says the Machzis HaShekel, what it means is that since the son would have been punished for his father's averus, and now the father, that's a terrible thing, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes, that he's not going to be nichnas into mechitzas HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu if that happens. So from now, from this time on, says the Machzis HaShekel, he's no longer going to have that problem striking against him in Shamayim. So that's what the Machzis HaShekel explains, and the Pshat is the Pshat in the Levush's understanding in this bracha. So the Prima Gadim over there points out, he's not sure if the truth really is that we make this bracha when someone becomes a gadol, so why don't we find that we say it when a girl becomes bas mitzvah? Bas yud beis shanim yom echad, once she has shdei sarah, she should also require such a bracha by her father. So that's the Prima Gadim's kasha. So the Prima Gadim writes that, according to the Levush, that the whole reason for this bracha is because I'm afraid that I'm going to be punished because, you know, my father was doing wrongdoings. So then he has the kasha, why is it that we don't make it for a girl? Says the Prima Gadim, it could be that if the whole mitzvah is because of chinuch, so he says, that's a suffix in the Magen Avraham and Shin Mem Hei, whether the father's mechuv to me mechanach his daughter. It's very startling that's a shayl, that's a suffix in the Magen Avraham, whether you have to be mechanach your daughter. We have Beis Yaakov schools all over the place, we have girls' schools everywhere, of course we're mechanach our daughters. So really that stems from a Taisus and Nazir Daf Chavtes. The Gemara says very clearly in Nazir, that if a woman, well, we'll start with the Pesukim. Isho isha ki yadu nazir l'Hashem. There's a concept my father always asks on a kol b'china when he's interviewing a guy to get into the kollel. So my father always asks him, can a woman be a nazir? It's famous that my father asked this question. So the guys are sitting making svaras, maybe it's a gzeres shavah, maybe it's a this or that, I don't know, they're coming up with things. He says, you don't know the pasuk in Chumash, isho isha. Whatever, so people make fun of him and they say, can a woman be a woman? Whatever, they make fun of his questions. My father asks very elementary questions, but this is a pasuk in Chumash. Can a woman be a nazir? Isho isha. Says in the pasuk, isho isha. So, says the Mishnah Nazir Daf Chavtes, when you have a woman that actually became a Nazir, says the Mishnah, the father is not mitzvah to make sure that his daughter doesn't drink wine. So Tosfos points out, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Pei Beis that a father has to be mechanech his daughter to fast on Yom Kippur. So if you find that there's a mitzvah of chinuch Yom Kippur that he has to make sure she doesn't eat, and he has to be mechanech her properly, so why over here by Nazir doesn't a father have to do it? Says Tosfos, yesh lechalik, period. Doesn't say what the chilik is. So the Magen Avraham and Shin Mem Hei has a suffix, what exactly does Tosis mean? Tosis could either mean totally to the one side, or Tosis could mean totally to the other side. Does it mean that in all the mitzvahs HaTorah, a father has a chiv to be mechanech his daughter, just like the Gemara says in Yuma Pei Beis, he has to be mechanech his daughter to fast on Yom Kippur? And Nazir happens to be the exception to the rule, we have Gzeres HaKasuv. That's one way of understanding. Says the Magen Avraham, I can understand it the other way. Maybe the father doesn't have to be mechanech his daughter in any mitzvahs, just like we find by Nazir. And Yuma, by fasting on Yom Kippur, that's the exception to the rule. So that's the Magen Avraham actually has the suffix. He's not sure whether a father is mechuyev to mechanech his daughter or not. Interesting that that's actually a suffix, but he says that it stems from the Tosfos in Nazir Daf Chavtes in discussing the father's chiyuv to be mechanech his daughter when she's mekabel on herself a nazirus. Anyway, so the Kaf HaChaim writes that the reason why we don't find a bracha for the daughter on Baruch Shepetrani when she becomes bas mitzvah is because he says, since we find that the daughters stay in the parents' house for much longer than the sons do, the sons go off to yeshiva once the bar mitzvah, they're out of the house, the father doesn't have such a stronghold on them anymore. However, for the daughters, when they come home every night and they're still living in the house, so it still is the father's responsibility to make sure his daughters are doing the proper thing. So he says, therefore, we do not have the minhag to make the bracha when the daughter becomes bas mitzvah. Strange, because according to the Kaf HaChaim, you actually should make the bracha when she gets married, when she leaves the house. Or if you have a son who sticks around the house longer than his bar mitzvah, you should make the bracha then. Unclear exactly what the answer is. A further question that the Achronim discuss is, why doesn't a mother also make a bracha of Baruch Shepetrani? We know that the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Beis that Hilni Amalka was making sure to be mechanech her children. We know that a mother is also mechuyev in chinuch habanim. So if that's true, and the whole reason over here is because of chinuch, so why doesn't a mother also make the bracha? So they say, b'shem Ramesha, that the reason why is because the mother's not there for Kriyas HaTorah. I don't know, Ramesha doesn't write this, but they say it b'shmo. I don't know, I find it hard to believe, because this bracha has nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah. We just happen to do it then. It's a little hard to believe. And Taka, if the mother is there for Kriyas HaTorah, so we should do it. I don't know, unclear. There's got to be a better answer than that. But I'm not sure. So anyway, if you look closely in the Ramah, as someone just said before, the Ramah writes in Reish Chaf Hei that you make this bracha b'li Shema Malchus. Says the Bir Agro over there, no, of course you say Shema Malchus, just like you make a bracha by any other brachas, brachas HaMitzvah, brachas HaShrach, you always make a bracha with the Shema Malchus. So what's the story over here? Zakti Mishnevur, Reish Chaf Hei. The reason why you wouldn't make a bracha by Baruch Shepetrani is it's a bracha shaloi nizker b'gemar. And it says that any bracha that we don't find in Chazal, we don't have a right to go ahead and make a bracha b'shem malchus. That's the Mishnah Berurah's explanation of the Ramah. Zok the Kaf HaChaim, that since this is a suffix bracha, this is machleges the Ramah and the Gra, Therefore, he says we should be noyig not to make a bracha with a shem of malchus, but just because we don't want to get involved in the machlokes. We're a little bit nervous to take sides when it comes to suffix brachas, which might be, according to the machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, that might be a isur d'oraisa of haskara shem shemayim levatal. So therefore, the Kal Vachayim says we should stay away from it. The Russian Ksubas actually writes, also in the first parak in Ksubas, in Mem Aleph, that he says we have no right to be mechadesh brachas me'atzmeinu. Once Chachamim closed the doors to making up brachas, they made up all the brachas. After that, we have no right to be mesakin. So, I'm just going to go through in the next minute or two, we find all over the place that we made up brachas after the Stimas HaGemara. The Gemara tells us in the end of Maseches Brachas that we have all the list of Berachas HaShachar. Zakta Mechaber and Simen Mem Vav and Arachayim, that therefore, since the Gemara was Koveah for us which brachas we're supposed to say in the morning, Hanosan Le'av Koach is not on that list, we don't have the minute to say Hanosan Le'av Koach. That's what the Mechaber says in Simen Mem Vav. In Hilchos Berachos HaShachar, the Rambam says, "What do you mean? Nagu b'chol kilos Ashkenaz that we all say Berachos HaShachar, and we include the bracha of Anos and Le'av Koyach, even though it's not found in the times in the Gemara, it's not found in Shas. Still, the Chacham obviously instituted it after the Stimas HaGemara, and therefore we go ahead and we make that bracha. That's the Shaila in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Vav and Machlekes Mechaber in the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch and Avin Ezer and Seder Achalitza Kuf Samach." Tess also writes something interesting. He says, when you finish up a chalitza, the dayan should get up and he should say, "Sher kedushanu b'mitzvosav etzimanu b'shem malchus." He should say, "Bechukav b'mitzvosav shel Avraham Avinu alav hashalom." What does that have to do with Avraham Avinu? So the Bir Agra writes that it has to do with Avraham Avinu because the Medrash tells us that michut ba'ad tzruchnal, because Avraham Avinu said this pasuk of michut ba'ad tzruchnal, therefore zachu bana of the sandal shel chalitza. So the Chacham invented a new bracha from thin air here. We find the Rosh also writes that you're supposed to make a bracha when you say Kriya Shema Lamita. What do you mean? That's a Takanas HaGa'adim, the Rosh writes. And the Acharonim have many different explanations, interpretations, and how to be Mechalik exactly. The Sefer Chassidim quotes that there was some Chassid, he was a big Yar Shemayim, he used to make a bracha, Kol Ever Ve'Ever. He was so excited, he said, Levi Basari Yiranu El Kalchai. He said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of our body parts to be Meshabeachim. He said, therefore, he made a bracha on every single Ever in his body. So how does Sefer Chassidim, how could it be? How do you make up a bracha after the Stimas HaGemara? So the Acharonim give a whole bunch of mahalchim. There are six tirutzim to answer this kasha. One quick one, which we'll say, is there might be a difference between a berachas ha-mitzvah and a berachas ha-shvach. The Gemara says in brachas that a person who gets up and says more shvachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than what we find from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're mishaskin also. We keep him quiet. Why? Because what right do you think you have to decide what's considered a shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have no right to even get involved in the discussion. So, therefore, possibly when it comes to Berachas HaShvach, I have no right to institute a new Berachas HaShvach that wasn't there b'shas Chazal, in the time of the Gemara. However, when it comes to a Berachas HaMitzvah, the Gemara says, Kol HaBrachas Kulam Mevarach Aleihem Or V'Lasiyasan. So it could be that we have the right to actually institute new Brachas. I'm not saying we have the right, but when the Gaonim made up a Bracha, and when the Rishonim made up Brachas, and when we find the Sefer Chassidim quotes the Brachas, there is what to talk about. The Shalah talks very seriously. There's a Bracha that the Rush quotes from the Gaonim, that a person should make when he marries a besula, and he finds that she actually has besulim, so he should make a bracha that, bracha to Hashem l'keinu ma'achalam, that we're so kaddish, and we watch ourselves, and we're so careful, and the woman stayed a besula, she didn't do anything wrong. So the Rush quotes this bracha, and we find that we don't say it. The Mechaber...
This hodah that he's being moided, that he doesn't have to be punished, it's not a berachas ha-mitzvah.
Where? Over here? Yeah. Right, so not all the six terutzim answer different parts of the kasha. The Taz and Arachayim ask to steer between the Rush, so that's some of the Achrenim are dealing with that steer and the Rush specifically, but it's very hard to fit in exactly. But anyway, we find by Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, that's something that came later. That's something that the Gaonim made up that bracha, and still, we all have the minute to say the bracha on Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, Hadlakas Ner Yantiv, even though that's something that came later. Modim Derabanan, that's something that we say later, but that's why the Achrenim point out by Modim Derabanan, we don't say B'Shem Malchus, because that was taka something that was invented after the times of the Gemara. Anyway, this is just a little bit of an overview. Obviously, we don't have enough time, but a little bit of an overview about the issues which come only from this week's parsha. The Bir Agra writes in Shulchan Aruch, this is the only marker for the baracha of Baruch Shapatrani, is from the Medrash Rabbah on this week's parsha by Vayigdulu Hana'ar.